morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a few notes about Conservation Reserve Program payment limitations. Payments and benefits received under the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, are subject to payment limitation by direct attribution, average adjusted gross income, which is AGI limitation, and a foreign person rule. The 2014 Farm Bill continued the $50,000 maximum CRP payment amount that can be received annually, either directly or indirectly, by a person or legal entity. This payment limitation includes all annual rental payments and incentive payments. Annual rental payments are earned, attributed, in the fiscal year in which the program performance occurs. Incentive payments are earned based on the fiscal year in which the contract is approved, not the fiscal year the contract is effective. Practice incentive payments are attributed or earned based on the fiscal year in which the cost share documentation is completed and the producer or technical service provider who certifies performance or practice completion to the county office. Such limitation on payments is controlled by direct attribution. Essentially, that means all payments will be attributed to a person's Social Security number. Given the current CRP annual rental rates in many areas, it's important that producers are aware of how CRP offered acreages impact their $50,000 annual payment limitation. Producers should contact their local FSA office for additional information on their CRP payment limits. Now, ARC and PLC acreage maintenance. Producers enrolled in the Agricultural Risk Coverage, ARC, or Price Loss Coverage, PLC, programs are reminded that they must protect all cropland and non-cropland areas from wind and water erosion and noxious weeds. Producers who sign ARC County or individual contracts and PLC contracts agree to effectively control noxious weeds on their farm according to sound agricultural practices. If a producer fails to take necessary actions to control the maintenance problem on a farm enrolled in either ARC or PLC, FSA County Committee may elect to terminate that contract for the program year. Next, emergency haying or grazing of CRP acres. The USDA Farm Service Agency has authorized emergency haying and grazing use of Conservation Program, or CRP, acres for several counties here in southwest Iowa. The emergency haying and grazing authorization ends on August 31st of this year for haying and September 30th of this year for grazing. The eligible CRP acreage is limited to specific CRP practices. Eligible producers who are interested in haying or grazing CRP under the emergency authorization and current CRP participants who choose to provide land for haying or grazing to an eligible livestock producer must first request FSA approval to hay or graze the eligible acreage and obtain a modified conservation plan from the Natural Resources Conservation Service to include haying or grazing requirements. Producers are reminded that for emergency haying and grazing, the same CRP acreage cannot be hayed and or grazed at the same time. For example, if 50% of the field or continuous field is hayed, the remaining unhayed 50% cannot be grazed. It must remain unhayed and ungrazed for the wildlife. In addition, participants are limited to one cutting of hay and are not permitted to sell any of that hay. For more information or to request approval for emergency haying or grazing of CRP acres, contact your local county FSA office. And now, beginning farmer loans. FSA assists beginning farmers to finance agricultural enterprises. Under these designated farm loan programs, FSA can provide financing to eligible applicants through either direct or guaranteed loans. FSA defines a beginning farmer as a person who has operated a farm for not more than 10 years, materially and substantially participated in the operation of that farm, and agrees to participate in the loan assessment, borrower training, and financial management program sponsored by FSA, and does not own a farm in excess of 30% of the county's average size farm. For more information about FSA loan programs, loan applications, or other materials, contact your or our local county FSA office. And next, breaking new ground. Agricultural producers are reminded to consult with FSA and NRCS before breaking out any new ground for production purposes, as doing so without prior authorization may put a producer's federal farm program benefits in jeopardy. This is especially true for land that must meet highly erodible land, which is HEL, and wetland conservation, which is WC, provisions. Producers with HEL-determined soils are required to apply tillage, crop residue, and rotational requirements as specified in their conservation plan. Producers should notify FSA as a first point of contact prior to conducting land clearing or drainage-type projects to ensure the proposed actions meet compliance criteria, such as clearing any trees to create new cropland. Then these areas will need to be reviewed to ensure such work will not risk your eligibility for benefits. Landowners and operators complete the Form AD-1026, which is the Highly Erodible Land Conservation and Wetland Conservation Certification, to identify the proposed action and allow FSA to determine whether a referral to the NRCS office for further review is necessary. And finally, don't forget to update your records. FSA annually cleans up their producer record database. If you have any unreported changes of address or zip code or an incorrect name or business name on file, those changes need to be reported to your local FSA office. Changes in your farmer operation, like the addition of a farm by lease or purchase, or if you change ownership of land from an individual to something different like a trust or corporation, those need to be reported to your local office as well. To avoid uninterrupted service or any delays in your program payments, producers participating in FSA and NRCS programs are reminded to timely report changes in their farming operation as soon as possible after the changes are made. If you have any updates or corrections that need to be made, please contact your local county FSA office. And in closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers here in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic. Our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.